So could you say and state your name for me, please?
Anna Bradley.
And could you spell that for me, please?
A-N-N-A.
And Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y? Yes. Awesome. Okay, so where do you most commonly gather your food? Like, where and the location, if possible?
I usually go up to Trader Joe's if I'm wanting to do, like, a big grocery haul. But otherwise, if I just need something quick, I'll go over to Walmart.
Okay, and which Trader Joe's or Walmart do you typically go to? Do you go to all of them, or...?
So, as I was telling you, I just moved here, so I don't really know. It's up north, somewhere north of the city.
So do you try out all the different ones just to see your favorite?
Yeah.
Awesome. So in as much detail as possible, could you describe your journey to and from those places? Like, are you driving? Are you taking the bus? And how far does it usually take you to get there?
Usually I drive. I take my own car. To get to Trader Joe's is probably about 15 minutes from where I live. I live in the Bayview area. And then to Walmart, it's really only like 10 minutes.
Okay. And what food would you grow if you could?
Oh, I love this question because my mom has this huge garden and I miss it a lot because I'm just in an apartment. I would grow like all my fruits and vegetables if I could, like strawberries, cauliflower, tomatoes. She grows all of that, and I'm super jealous that I can't do that.
Okay. And this leads into our next question. Describe your dream garden plot, if you could have your own garden plot.
Oh, gosh. I eat a lot of Brussels sprouts, so I would grow Brussels sprouts. I would definitely grow tomatoes so I can make, like, my own pasta sauce and, like, that kind of stuff. I'd probably grow strawberries because I like them. I don't know what else. Cucumbers to have on a salad. That would be really good. Zucchini also. I love to put that in pasta sauce. Yeah, probably grow those things.
Okay, and when you think of trust, what is a taste or a recipe that comes to mind?
When I think of trust, it would probably be my mom's baked ravioli. I don't really have a reason behind it, but I just love her baked ravioli, and she's just like a big figure in my life.
Okay, and our last question here. Tell us about a food that is special to you, and what makes that food so special?
I love tacos, and I feel like you can make them any way. I'm vegetarian, so I eat a lot of cauliflower tacos or like fried avocado tacos, or soy chorizo. That's really good also. So I just feel like, you know, you can have them any way you want them, so anybody can eat them, and it's a good, like, community food.
Definitely. And are you making these tacos yourself, or have you found a taco place?
I found a taco place that I really like. It's called Cafe Corazon in Bayview. So I need to try some other places, too, but I really like that one so far.
Awesome. So would you like to add anything else about your food journey?
No, I think that's good.
Awesome. Thank you so much.